here because the outside world rejects you.
How did the original Ninja Turtles mutate from their regular turtle form into humanoid creatures in the OG black and white comics from the 80s? The ones that started it all. I'm sure we're all familiar with a certain version of the Ninja Turtles origin, maybe one of the versions from one of the shows throughout the years, but how exactly did their original origin go down for the very first group of turtles that ever existed? Well, today, as we continue to cover the big moments from the original books, make sure to check out the playlist, by the way, we're going to take a look at the details of this pivotal event. It's a cool little part of Turtles history, one that I feel like all fans should know. So why don't we just go ahead and waste no time and dive on in. So after looking more deeply into their origins for this video, we narrowed it down to that the Turtles appear to have gotten mutated around 1970, give or take a year or two. Splinter is the one who explains their mutation in the very first issue of the comics. After his master is killed, Splinter, who was still just a regular rat, finds himself living in the streets, surviving off of scraps of garbage. Then one day, while he was searching for his next meal, he witnessed an accident. An old blind man was crossing the street and almost got run down by a large truck, but suddenly a young man leaped forward and knocked the old blind man out of the truck's way. Now, as the truck screeched to a halt, a metal canister with the initials TCRI on it bounced off of the truck, hitting the young man near his eyes. There's a whole thing about this young man being Daredevil himself and this being his origin, but looked at from a different vantage point. I'm sure you guys have all heard that trivia somewhere along the way, but I thought it was worth mentioning again. Anyways, unnoticed by the crowd, the TCRI canister bounced a few more times before finally hitting a young boy's glass jar that held four small turtles. The jar broke, and as fortune would have it, the turtles, along with the canister, fell down into a nearby manhole. Luckily, a pile of dead leaves and papers broke their fall, but the canister smashed open, releasing a glowing green ooze, which covered the bodies of the turtles as they crawled around it. Splinter, who had witnessed the whole thing, followed the turtles into a storm drain. Now, during this part, it does appear that Splinter as well made contact with the ooze, and not knowing exactly why, he gathered the turtles into a coffee can. So yeah, maybe his first initial contact with the ooze gave him his first signs of intelligence, which led him to gather them this way. Splinter would then take the turtles to his burrow and washed off as much of the ooze that he could. The next morning, Splinter awoke and found that the coffee can had been tipped over. The turtles were still there with him, but they had doubled in size. Splinter had also grown too and was becoming more intelligent. Splinter mentions in this part that he didn't grow as fast as the turtles, and that within a year, the turtles had grown into their current size. So yeah, within a year, they were already full-grown Ninja Turtles, it sounds like. It's interesting to think that there was these four big turtles following a rat that still wasn't as big as them. Splinter says that they followed him everywhere, except above ground, that they could not risk being discovered. Splinter was also amazed at how intelligent they seemed, but that he was not prepared for what would happen next. One of them said a word, Splinter's name, and that more words soon came, and that they were eventually all speaking. He explains that it was around this time that they started walking upright as well and copying Splinter's movements. And so the training began. Splinter began to train the turtles to fight, teaching them stuff that he had learned from watching his master back when he was just a pet rat. He taught them how to use weapons, the art of stealth, and all that he knew about this world. He says that in time, they surpassed his lessons and became true ninja. Then, using a battered copy of a book of Renaissance art that he had, he chose their names, Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello, and Michael. Michelangelo, as we know. Now, as for the masks, I'm not quite sure when they got them, but there is this story from a comic called Big Bang Comics in issue 10, which came out in the 90s. It depicts what appears to be these turtles as they were still growing. At one point in the story, they meet a hero named Galahad who wore an eye mask. You see that after the young turtles encountered him, the turtles all say, wasn't his mask cool? To where one of them says, let's make some. So yeah, maybe that's why they end up wearing masks in that Mirage continuity storyline. Let me know what you think. But yeah, that's the origin of the original Mirage Comics Ninja Turtles from back in the 80s, the very first turtles. What did you think? It's pretty similar to some of the following origins we've received throughout the years, but I found it pretty cool to examine the little details that were different from those versions, and I hope you did too. But yeah, that does it for this video. Go check out our Mirage Comics playlist, which includes more moments from the original comic book, which we also break down. We have some pretty cool moments there, and there's more to come. Thanks everyone for watching. Remember to hit subscribe if you're new and don't want to miss any turtle videos like this in your life. Also, remember to follow on all the socials. Links are down below in the description, and I will see you guys in a little bit with another video. Take care.